excited, we're happy and fortunate to come out and win. I told my guys before the game, it was our first neutral site game. We knew it was going to be tough. We knew Navy would come out and play very, very hard and compete. And I just expected it to be a war. I didn't expect a round 16. I knew the game was going to be a war. Again, it's just the first neutral site game. We're 4-for-23 from three. We're still far away to score 79 points. So offensively, we're pretty good. We struggled early in the game. We got down 16, but we battled back and made it 4 at halftime. So I felt a lot better about our situation going into the second half. We just got to find a way to play better basketball early in the game. But again, give Navy credit. They play fast. They shoot threes. The kid's strength, the left-hander, is a tough player. He was a tough matchup. And they got it going. They made threes. We didn't. And so, we got a little bit behind. I think he's fine. I mean, that's going to happen. He's at the beginning of his sophomore year. He's got great talent. Sometimes he's peaks and valleys sometimes, and he's still a young player. I think their zone kind of took him out of it a little bit, and they did a good job. They keyed on him. They keyed on Brian Lang. They were soft off him. They were doubling him. Billy Lang did a good job. His kids motivated. He came out. They played that wide matchup, that zone. He was giving us trouble because they were making shots. We weren't making shots, so we couldn't get anything going. We couldn't get into a press. We barely got into transition. Finally, we started turning the game around towards the end of the half, started becoming our tempo. But Eugene did struggle in the first half, and I was proud of him because I thought he came out in the second half and really defended and made some big plays down the stretch. We don't win the game without him. He didn't have a good night overall. Definitely, I went with Paul to start the second half because he played with great energy. He looked like he had it tonight. He was shot out of the cannon. He had his quickness. He had his energy going. He made a three early in the game. He has been shooting the ball great. And, he got some key steals. We feed off him. He's infectious. And, again, on the road, neutral site game, and you're struggling. You're kind of in quicksand. You can't score. Paul was giving us some great energy, effort points. So, I thought he played very well. Definitely. I got a little frustrated with Paul last game. He got a little frustrated. And I kept him out for the rest of the game. It was nothing major. Just wanted to send a message to him basically and say, Paul, you got to play better basketball than who it is. We got good players that night. Jamar Nutter had it going. He got 23. Hazel had 17. And when guys got it going, you got to go with the guys that got the hot hand. And the guys that are on the bench kind of feel good for them to be happy about it. So tonight I think Paul came back very focused because he knows the last two games he didn't play exceptionally well. The other thing I wanted to point out is that the Austin Oakeson kind of saved us in the last 2 minutes after John Garcia fouled out. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention John Garcia getting a career-high 19 rebounds. I mean, he was just a monster on the glass. And the last part of it is, there was a year that we were number one in the country from the free-throw line, and there was another year that we were seventh in the nation at the free-throw line, and last year we were second in the Big East at the free-throw line, and I pride myself on making our kids take a lot of free-throws, and we missed 17 free-throws in the game tonight. So we've got to do a better job of making free throws, and we're not going to win games. 23-for-40 is not going to cut it. Brian Lane was exceptional. He found a way to get 27. Again, I don't know how, because they came out.